Welcome back to Raisin Brand, the official Pixel Labs podcast, where we talk about creative and marketing and how the two come together to build brands. Our goal with this podcast is to use our own experiences, along with that of our guests, to give you a little insight into how you can improve your brand or grow your skills in your marketing career.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Raisin Brand podcast powered by Pixel Labs, where we talk about marketing ideas, trends, branding, all the good stuff that we have going on. But today we have a very, very special announcement. I am sitting directly across from an awesome guest who I'm really excited to introduce you to, and I think is really excited to talk to you. So Erica is our new intern here at Pixel Labs. She's going to be working on video production, all things video, working on vlogs, marketing content. But Erica, would you like to go ahead and say hi and introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Erica. I'm the newest intern here, and I really love video editing.
Yeah. Well, first off, let's just start from the beginning, as far back as you want to go. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you came from, but also, where along the way did you discover content creation, video? How'd that all work together? What's your story?
Yeah. So I was born in Downers Grove, Illinois, and I lived there for 11 years before we moved to Florida. Very drastic change there.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah.
yeah, and then we moved to Indiana 3 years later, I believe. Wow. And then 3 years later, came to Iowa and have been there ever since.
Awesome. So. Awesome. So then where did, as you were growing up, as you were moving, where did video come into your life? Where did you start getting interested in making videos, watching videos? Where did that come from?
Yeah, so I have always been in love with TV. Mm-hmm. My mom likes to make jokes that when I was three, I would just stop and completely trail off and just stare if there was a moving TV on, which is true. I still do that. Mm-hmm. But since then, I kind of just fell in love with stories. The Boxcar Children was first books I ever read. And with that, I started watching Phineas and Ferb.
Yep.
Which is a classic, and discovered YouTube and discovered all these video edits that people would make, and found out that you could do that on your own. And so I got iMovie and kind of finagled my way into it. Mm-hmm. When I was 11, and ever since then I've really enjoyed making video edits.
Oh my goodness, awesome. Well, so, and you're probably not going to want to do this, but would you be willing to kind of give a plug about what your side project is and what that is? I think it's awesome, and I think people would love to hear about it because it's truly awesome. And talk about the engagement, because the engagement's great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not something I tend to advertise to people, but it's FanFreak611.
It's on YouTube, right?
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, it's just what I do as a hobby occasionally is I'll just make videos for shows that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 1,000 subscribers, I think, and some of my videos do better than others.
Well, we're talking up into the millions of views. Sometimes your videos do better than others.
Yeah, I discovered that yesterday, that I have one video with a million views.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's one of my favorite things about you is you're so good at it. I love that content creation and video production. It's just kind of ingrained in who you are, and that people like it. That's the fun part is, we were talking about this yesterday that, creating, you ultimately do for yourself, right? It's an expression. It's an art form. It's something you love. But then when you see other people interact with it, even if it's positive, which is awesome, but even negative, those dislikes we were talking about, that's awesome. That I think you said somebody spent enough time looking at it to decide that.
Yeah,
I don't
form
like
an
this.
Opinion, which is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just love that you're very humble about it. It's something you just do for yourself. And I thought it'd be cool to share that. So I appreciate you doing that. Awesome. So my next question is, and maybe we talked about it a little bit, but what's your favorite part about video production content creation?
Definitely telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved telling stories. I touched on that a little bit before, but it's so cool that you can make people feel a certain way depending on the story that you tell, and mm-hmm. you can like invoke such a strong emotion in them. And so that's the best part of it. Like, even if it's something like a 20-second Walmart ad, like, you can still tell a story through it.
Right. Well, and that's where I think, you know, getting back to like, so the whole idea of Raisin Brand is, you know, how do you build brands over time? And it's telling stories. You know, like, what does your organization or company, like, what's your story? Like, what are you doing? You know, how, when people walk in, like, what is the experience like? You know, what do you support? What do you invest in? You know, it's all part of that story. And I think that, you know, that's why you stood out among the rest of the candidates, is you love to tell stories. Like, we saw that in your video application, like the way you talked about yourself. Like, you know, she just loves the process. She loves telling stories. She loves just the feeling came through. Like, it was fun seeing the videos with your family. And just like, as you talked about your story a little bit, that was very clear. So that's awesome. And we're super excited about that. So.
Thank you.
So how did you hear about the Pixel Labs internship? What did that look like?
So I got a text from my friend Carly Bornicky, and she was like, hey, I've been getting this ad on Facebook. Like, and I'm like, why are you suggesting it to me? You should just be suggesting it to Erica. So she sent me a link to it, and mm-hmm. then like, and I was like, oh, that's a cool idea. I should do that. And then like, totally forgot. And a week later, she sent me another link with the video that you guys did.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I really need to sign up for this. And so I applied, and here we are.
Here we are. I love that. So I was actually the one that put that ad together. And so it's always fun to like, because one thing that I think is tough about digital marketing sometimes is you don't hear those end user stories about like, Carly saw the ad and then she shared it with you. You know, we just see it as metrics, like, oh, it's been seen by this many people, like mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I love that that worked out. Oh, that's so exciting. So, last question, what are you hoping to learn through your internship at Pixel Labs?
Ultimately, I think I want to learn how to tell stories better. Mm-hmm. 'Cause in my experience, it's mostly been like fictional stories.
Sure.
But the idea that one of the coolest things that Pixel Labs does is they take companies in the area and they tell their stories in such an effective manner. And it's real stories. It's real people right. telling real stories. And it's really cool. So I want to learn how to do that better.
Awesome. Well, I'm super excited. We had a meeting this morning with a credit union that's our client here in the area. And we just finished a video for them talking about business loans. And so it's amazing because people are like, credit unions, like business loans, like sometimes that can just seem super dry, right? Like when you think about it, like it's a bunch of rates, it's all this stuff. But what I love is, so they have a great team that's creative, and then they've partnered with Pixel Labs, who loves to tell stories. And so we just put together an awesome video or a business loan ad for them. And it tells a story of a local construction worker or owner of a construction company who is able to utilize a business loan to grow his business, right? So mm-hmm. you break through some of that typical like rates jargon or all this stuff. And it's, hey, you know, we're here to help you and your business grow and to do it confidently. Like that's the story that we're telling and that's what we're passionate about. And so we'll have a project coming up soon because we're going to work on a different angle. It's not going to be business loans, but that you'll be included on. So we're really excited to include you on that.
Yeah, that sounds super cool.
Yeah. So we're excited. Well, those are all the questions I had, Erica. I mean, this was great. We're super excited to have you. Just kind of a little short episode, just introducing you. You know, if you follow Pixel Labs on social media, follow our website, you'll be seeing more of Erica and her work. And we're really excited about that. So thank you so much for joining the team. We're super pumped.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
Thanks for hiring me.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, it was easy. It wasn't a hard choice at all. So, but again, Erica, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. We just, again, really appreciate it. Appreciate your, you know, being a part of the team and already, getting some good jokes in there for the rest of the team members. So you'll fit in well, but, guests, just thank you so much for listening and tuning in. This again was the Raisin Brand Podcast powered by Pixel Labs. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much to everyone for listening today. Be sure to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to the Raisin Brand Podcast on so you can get notified when new episodes go live. If you'd like to be a guest on our show or you have a topic you'd like us to talk about, let us know by emailing podcast@thepixellab.co. Again, that's podcast@thepixellab.co. Thank you again and have a great week.